Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Cenovus.com.
Brought to you by Ecobank, a better way, a better Africa, and Imperial General Insurance, solid protection. My name is James Ishen. Let's settle for the details. And the commercial banks are warning that the new cash reserve requirement may impact badly on lending to business and individuals. The Bank of Ghana earlier this year increased the amount of money banks are expected to hold with the central bank based on the deposit mobilized and monies in their vault. But Chief Executive of the Ghana Association of Banks, John Ewa, stated that the Bank of Ghana may have to take a second look at the monetary measure.
If you want me to lend to you, why do you restrict how much money I have to lend?
Mm.
You know, by increasing the cash reserve requirement, then my liquidity levels drop.
Mm.
What do we use to lend? It's liquidity. So it's a cash 20. I don't know whether it's the chicken or the egg, which will come first. Yeah, we've made all the case that we can under the sun, but there is a consequence of it also increasing potentially the cost of lending, which is something we want to bring down. If our cash reserve goes up and banks know that they've taken deposits, which means the effective cost of their deposit is now higher, it will reflect in the cost.
And John Ewa is the Chief Executive Officer of the Ghana Association of Banks. Now to some trade-related story. And Ghana commanded a significant share of total trade within the African continent for last year. That's according to the 2023 Afriexim Bank Trade Report, which covered import and export of all the countries in the region. George Uyafi has more from the Afriexim Bank's annual meetings in Nassau, Bahamas.
The report showed that Ghana had more than 5% of the total trade in Africa when it comes to exports to other countries on the continent. In terms of real value, or what Ghana earned from the export within the region, the report put the amount at more than $6 billion, which represented over 27% jump compared to what the country earned in 2022. This is more than 5% share, represents $1.92 billion of the total trade within the region. The Afriexim Trade Report also revealed that the country posted some significant increase when it comes to all the areas of trade in the region for Ghana. However, on the import side, the value was just pegged under $1 billion. It showed that Ghana was not importing that much from countries within the continent. But based on the report, it looks like Ghana is not doing that bad when it comes to trade within the region. It also came up that more African countries are trading among themselves, at least based on last year's numbers, as intra-Africa trade grew by more than 7% to hit $192 billion.
George Uyafi there with that report from Bahamas. Now to some other stories. Stakeholders within the information technology space are calling for more innovative technologies within Ghana's services sector. According to component manager GIZ Ghana, Emmanuel Mumuni, this will enhance efficiency and sustainability. He spoke to Joy Business at the launch of the Ghana Digital and Innovation Week in Accra.
So I think the service industry, if you look throughout the continent, you realize that it's heavily driven by technology. And the more technology that is applied in each country, it really advances it. And I think there's an opportunity really here in Ghana for us to apply that. If you look at all the very specific areas that services are driving our economy, technology is always at the bedrock of that. And there's a real opportunity to even export services to Europe and other places in the US through BPO. And there's a lot of work that is being done to get more young people to have digital skills that they can export elsewhere.
Emmanuel Mumuni is the component manager at GIZ Ghana. Now, the Ministry of Tourism, Arts and Culture, as part of plans to improve revenue through tourism, has launched the Ghana First Paris Olympics and Paralympics, which is aimed at making Ghana the preferred tourist destination. According to Chief Director at the Ministry of Tourism, Arts and Culture, John Yawagbeko, the fair provides an opportunity for Ghana to showcase its potential in order to attract investors and tourists to bolster the economy.
Recognizing the role of the tourism and creative industries as a major provider of and therefore extend its effort beyond Ghana's borders, the Ghana First is new addition to our continuous commitment to ensure that the Ghanaian creative industry remains competitive and makes the needed contribution to national development. With support from the Ghana Investment Promotion Center, it is our hope to bring in together the needed industry players to participate in the program to encourage business-to-business events during the Games.
John Agbeko is the Chief Director at the Ministry of Tourism, Arts and Culture. Now, Member of Parliament for Ningo Prampram, Sam Nati George, has appealed to lubricant manufacturer Petro Canada to set up a plant in Ghana. He stated that Ghana provides Petro Canada launch pad into the African market, which has enormous potential. He was speaking at the opening of the Due to Lex and Petro Canada's second terminal at Tema Community 5.
I think that long-term, looking at the benefits of the African market, it would do you best if you were producing locally than bringing the products from outside. And I'll tell you, there's no better place to produce your product by setting up your production plant here in Ningo Prampram. So that's the first point I want to make. The second point is one that Ni himself made, that I see lovely ladies and gentlemen who are dressed in Dutilex outfits. I wonder how many of them are from Ningo and Prampram or Pon and Katamanto areas. I know that, yes, well, we're accommodating and welcoming of everybody, whether you're from Tema or wherever. You're welcome to work here. You are reassured of your safety and the hospitality of the people here. But we think that it will be important for you to have a local content component.
Now, meanwhile, Chief Operating Officer and National Sales Manager for Dutilex, Ebenezer Lai Jr., shares how companies are cutting costs and obtaining efficiency.
The line item when it comes, especially the manufacturing and all that, lubricants will sit at number two or number three, you know, when it comes to budgets. But if we are almost cutting that budget into half for, industry, you should see the profits that we are helping other institutions or manufacturers or our partners actually make. So that's it's a wonderful product, and we actually want everyone to be part of the journey. We have started doing some work in Nigeria, some business in Nigeria and all that. Africa is for the taking, and Africa should prepare for quality. It's very, very important. Yeah.
On our business journal for today, residents, particularly traders in Echiaman from a major fishmongering community along the Volta River in Kuaman from Plains of the Eastern Region, are demanding the construction of a bridge across the river to aid their movement and business. A pontoon which is currently the only reliable and safe means of transport for communities located on either end of the riverbanks is not enough for the inhabitant. MFA Atiamwa Eli traveled the stretch and interacted with members of the community in today's business journal. Take a listen.
The road from here to Donkokrom is very bad.
Frustration, exhaustion from persistent disapproval and bottled up anger all waiting to explode. This is perhaps the best way to describe the mood and condition in which residents and traders at Echiamanfrum find themselves. As tax-paying citizens, they deserve an equal share of the national infrastructure. All they want is improved road infrastructure, and where that will not be possible anytime soon, a bridge to safely cross the Volta Lake to enable them go about their daily chores.
It's scary traveling on the road from here to Ketapa. This is Ghana's food basket.
Traders of the popular smoked Volta delicacy known as Akosombo fish who ply their trade here say their businesses are collapsing. The harsh economic conditions have not spared them. In fact, their condition has worsened. Vena, Comfort, and Mamadura have plied their trade here for over a decade. They are not happy about the state of affairs.
For about a month now, sales have been very bad.
1 minute.
We appeal to the government to provide us with sheds so we can sell our wares.
Travelers to and from Afron Plains have only two routes to reach their destinations. It's either via the Eastern Corridor Road through Pandu or through the Eastern Region town of Ku, continuing with the pontoon to the other side. The long distance involved in using the Pandu stretch compels most travelers from the central and southern parts of the country to prefer the pontoon after going through the Kwe Ridge. The pontoon is just one, cutting both cargo and passengers across the lake every other hour. If you miss it on whichever side of the river you find yourself, you need to wait 1 hour for its return and almost another hour for loading before takeoff. Dora and a cab driver fear that in case of emergency, lives could be lost.
If the pontoon breaks down and you can't afford a boat when you are not feeling well, you may lose your life.
We appeal to government to fix the bridge because we are suffering.
This community's plea for a bridge is not just a call for convenience, but a cry for survival and economic stability.
And MFA at Siamoyali with today's business journal. And that's the end of the Joy Business Report brought to you by Ecobank, a better way, a better Africa, and Imperial General Insurance, solid protection. I am James Ishen. Now, before we go, this is the year to stop singing and talking about chopping and enjoying life and just do it. Ecobank has over 1 million cedis worth of cash and prize in the Ecobank Million Gang promo for you and over 7,000 others across Ghana. Hey, my God. Winners will be rewarded bi-weekly and you can be one of them winning up to 10,000 Ghana cedis. There will also be free monthly draws and all you have to do is to deposit cash in multiples of 500 Ghana cedis into your Ecobank account at your nearest branch, Ecobank Express Point or via Ecobank Mobile to stand a chance of winning. Other prizes include fuel vouchers, shopping vouchers, airtime and many more. Promo runs from May to July 31st, 2024. It's your time to chop live. Remember, every 500 Ghana cedis deposit earns you an entry into the EMG draw. A better way to enjoy life, a better way, a better Africa. Ecobank, the Pan-African Bank. Game plan is next. Good afternoon.